This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
A moment that came down to the wire with an emotional return of Senator John McCain, the vice president's tie-breaking vote, the Senate's moving forward on health care reform. Good evening, Mike.
Brett, good evening. Health care reform has taken a critical step in the Senate, but it was not easy. It took a heroic return from a colleague battling cancer and the vice president to get it done.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the motion is agreed to.
With no room for error, Vice President Mike Pence broke the tie, allowing the Republican health care reform effort to pass its first procedural hurdle. It was that close because moderate Republicans Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski voted against taking up the issue. President Trump reacted in the Rose Garden.
We had two Republicans that went against us, which is very sad. I believe now we will, over the next week or two, come up with a plan that's going to be really, really wonderful for the American people.
Arizona Senator John McCain returned from his own health care battle with brain cancer to help GOP leadership get to 50 votes. Mr. McCain, he received a heroic welcome back and then noted there's still plenty of difficult work ahead.
Our health care insurance system is a mess. We all know it. Those who support Obamacare and those who oppose it. Something has to be done. We Republicans have looked for a way to end it and replace it with something else without paying a terrible political price. We haven't found it yet, and I'm not sure we will.
Sources say one idea that has been floated by GOP leaders to Republican senators is passing a so-called skinny bill. It would be limited to repealing the Obamacare's individual and employer mandates and the medical device tax. And then the measure would go to conference to cut a deal with the House. After the procedural vote, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pledged to keep working to get there and noted Democrats struggled with passing Obamacare.
We watched a similar process 7 years ago. They had a lot of differences. We're going to sort this out in a thoroughly open amendment process in a situation where 51 votes can change the bill.
The Senate Democratic leader tried to convince moderate Republicans to oppose this effort.
Don't be fooled by this ruse. A vote in favor of the motion to proceed will mean deep cuts to Medicaid, maybe even deeper than in the House bill.
It won't be an easy lift going forward, but leadership was able to get past the first hurdle and has an opportunity to keep working at it to keep a campaign promise going back 7 years.
Are you a bit confused with all this stuff in this whole process? Because you think, well, it should be an easy enough deal. I mean, Republicans have been talking about this for a long time to repeal. Even Democrats, individually, they will say that it needs fixing. But what are they doing to help out? That's what we've maintained. But meanwhile, we're going through this long dance. This is going to get ugly and uglier even yet, as you can already tell. I mean, come on. You can't even debate it. You can't even agree to put it forth. Bring it to the floor. Let's talk about it. See if there's any viability. I mean, the Democrats, you would think they helped to create the mess, if they didn't single-handedly, because they did so, if you remember, without one Republican vote, at least take some responsibility and say, okay, we're going to help out here. Let's talk about this. Let's engage. Democrats have been saying, again, individually, we want to participate. Nobody's asked me. Well, here, now you've got an opportunity to participate. But now what's happening is all based on the rules of the Senate and other parliamentary issues. Then you're not dealing with, the real problem here. And, of course, no sooner do they agree to bring it forth on the floor and to start offering amendments. Well, the first round got knocked down pretty quickly with 9 GOPers saying, hey, look, we're not going along with this. We don't like this amendment. So, they live for another day. And as you know, as Pence said, and even the president, this could be a couple of weeks. So it's going to get messier. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're talking about the things you want to know about. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back here in Washington, though, it was one of the more dramatic days in memory, at least politically, as the president continued a protracted rhetorical assault on his own attorney general, Jeff Sessions. It began before breakfast this morning with this tweet, quote, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has taken a very weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes. Where are emails in DNC server and intel leakers? Well, the attacks continued throughout the day. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, the president described himself as, quote, very disappointed in his attorney general. He went on to dismiss the importance of Sessions' endorsement last year during the primaries, which was the very first he received from a sitting senator. This afternoon at a joint news conference with the Prime Minister of Lebanon, Trump went after Sessions yet again, saying he was upset with the Attorney General for recusing himself from the Russia investigation and not doing enough to combat leaks from U.S. intelligence agencies. Watch.
I am disappointed in the Attorney General. He should not have recused himself almost immediately after he took office. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me prior to taking office, and I would have quite simply picked somebody else. So I think that's a bad thing, not for the president, but for the presidency. I think it's unfair to the presidency.
Unfair to the presidency. Well, the Russia investigation is certainly that. It's unfair to the country, too. The whole thing is stupid and disingenuous, as we pointed out many times, and it helps nobody but the partisans who are pushing it. So it's easy to understand the frustration the president feels. But publicly attacking Jeff Sessions for all of that, that is nuts. Senior White House staff think so, too. They have asked the president to stop, so far without success. Meanwhile, Sessions hasn't said a word. His only public comment has been a press release describing his plans to crack down on sanctuary cities. That's his job. That's the point here. Jeff Sessions is doing what he was hired to do, as he has done since day one. Trump ran on securing the borders. Sessions took him seriously and has worked to do that. Trump promised to end Obama's policy of harassing local police departments. Sessions has done that, too. In an administration in which many appointees act like they have no idea what their boss ran on, let's import more refugees, one of them said the other day, to predictable media applause. Jeff Sessions has stayed true to the ideas that got Trump elected. That's why the left hates Jeff Sessions more than any other member of the cabinet. They are rejoicing tonight, and not just because Sessions is suffering and humiliated, but because the Trump coalition seems to be fracturing. The left wants to believe, they tell you this all the time, that Trump got elected because he's famous and voters are dumb. But that's not what happened. Trump got elected because he said true things that everybody else was afraid to say. Namely, the American middle class is in deep trouble, and elites in both parties don't care. They're happy to replace hurting Americans with foreign workers who will work for less and not complain. Voters knew in their bones that message was true because it is true. Republicans in Washington absolutely hated hearing that, and they hated Trump for saying it because it implicated them, except for Jeff Sessions. Sessions agreed with that message. That's why he endorsed Trump and left a good job in the Senate to work for him, which is how we got to this weird and ominous moment where the one guy in Washington who actually believes in Trumpism is being forced out of his job by Trump himself. The president should remember that the ideas he ran on are bigger than he is and will remain that way.
You know, Tucker is spot on, and this is consistent with what, you know, in our conversation yesterday, you know, Scott, with Seth Leibson, and he and, you know, Curtis, is it Curtis the co-author, his book, their book that they wrote together, spot on. I mean, you know, you still have that sentiment within the establishment of D.C., and that involves both Democrat and Republican alike. It's not, you know, if anything's bipartisan, it is that. It is, you know, the survival of establishment ideals, and they're, you know, circling. They've circled their wagons and coming against Trump. So, yeah, I would agree, relevant to, you know, to Jeff Sessions, is why is the president, you know, doing this? You know, every business leader that I've spoken with, very uncomfortable with the president's, you know, public attack. And you wonder, okay, is this guy smarter than the foxes, or, you know, some game plan here? Is he trying to set something up? But this is messy. This is making people cringe. It's uncomfortable. Even Trey Gowdy said, hey, I wouldn't put up with it. I'd be out of here, you know, by now.
Yeah, well, in that same interview, Trey Gowdy said that if he was ever AG of a country, you might want to leave that country. but it's weird. It's really weird because, you know, when you watch Eric Holder and obviously Loretta Lynch, when they were doing their stuff, they were in lockstep with Obama. And again, here, you know, Sessions is focusing, you know, human trafficking. They've really cracked down on that. They've done some other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is just a thing to where if Sessions and, you know, Trump get in the same room and Trump says, hey, look, I want to look into the Clinton stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why Sessions doesn't do it.
Well, he's already, in one case, I mean, one of the things, I mean, there's so many things to go after. Sessions supposedly will announce here shortly that several criminal leak investigations will be taking place. A U.S. official familiar with the discussions, according to Fox News, said Tuesday that the planned announcement surrounding stepped-up efforts on leak investigations has been in the works for some time, will most likely happen sometime in the next week. So there are things, you know, to Tucker's point exactly, is that Sessions is following the game plan of his boss. I mean, he was all in early, and look what he's been doing by way of immigration, some of these other policies that he's been involved in. You know, he's lockstep with Trump on this issue of the recusal. I think that, you know, this is one of those, you know, face-to-face type things that guys do. You know, sometimes guys, we get a little upset and we let it fly and it gets a little crazy. But then as soon as we get in a room together and talk about it, it goes away and we're BFFs again. And I think this will happen. But meanwhile, it's just uncomfortable that the president cannot seem to confront this, and he wants to confront it, you know, in the public like this. This is, you know, it's uncomfortable for everybody. You know, and to me, it's, you know, I know leaders that do that, but that's the downside of any kind of leadership demonstration as far as I'm concerned. You know, if you have a problem, you take people aside, you talk to them privately. I mean, he needs Ken Blanchard's, you know, one-minute manager, you know, primer to be reminded as to what to do when you have a problem like this. And, of course, Donald Trump, again, is out of chronology here. Jeff Sessions didn't recuse himself until after he went through, you know, an incredible affirming process, if you remember. And I think coming from the Senate, he wanted to keep his hands clean, and he overstepped his boundaries, and he probably should have consulted with the president. And I don't know if the president realized that it was going to turn out back then to be as bad a deal as it was. But here it is. You know, he made a decision. He fell on his sword, you know, on this particular decision to recuse himself, and that's what you've got to work with. So now work with Rod Rosenstein or get somebody else in there who can, you know, play a stronger and more definitive role. And I think Rosenstein is probably regretting the appointment of Robert Mueller as well for a whole other reasons and another day for conversation, let me tell you. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming on 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Now there's some breaking news about a story we've been following here on Special Report. The investigation into a Capitol Hill computer scandal has taken a dramatic turn. Fox News has learned one of the IT staffers being investigated in the case is now under arrest. Caught, as investigators say, he tried to leave the country last night. Chief Washington correspondent James Rosen is following the latest developments in this case and joins us live. Good evening, James.
Brett, good evening. Just minutes ago, Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz fired Imran Awan, a Pakistani-born IT technician who has worked with several family members to perform computer services for Wasserman Schultz and other leading Democratic lawmakers. Awan was arraigned on one count of bank fraud charges in U.S. District Court here in Washington today, following his arrest last night at Dulles International Airport prior to boarding an overseas flight. He pleaded not guilty and was released under strict monitoring. Awan started working for Wasserman Schultz in 2005. She, of course, was forced to resign as chair of the Democratic National Committee 1 year ago after WikiLeaks began posting her hacked emails online. In all the daily caller reports that Awan, his brothers, their wives, and others collected at least $4 million for IT services performed for Democratic lawmakers. In addition to Wasserman Schultz, these included Diana DeGette of Colorado, chair of an investigation subcommittee, Jackie Speer of California, who sits on the Intelligence Committee, and Ted Deutch, ranking Democrat on the House Ethics Committee. The investigation started with allegations that the Awan group was engaged in double billing, but then reportedly expanded to include how sensitive House data was stored. The group was barred from House computer networks in February when U.S. Capitol Police identified them as suspects in a criminal investigation. In announcing today's firing, Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz said, and I quote, "Mr. Awan previously served as a part-time employee, but his services have been terminated. No charges, evidence, or findings from the investigation have been formally shared with our office, so we cannot comment on them." The Daily Caller has reported that authorities seized smashed computer drives from Awan's residence. Charging documents released today, however, do not explicitly link this bank fraud charge to the House IT case, Brett.
We will continue to follow this story. James, thank you.
And you know we will as well. James Rosen there reporting on this rather suspicious thing. Now, is this, Scott, is this one of those kind of seemingly benign issues? You know, is there some there? Or is this just one of those, you know, strings that you pull on and go, oh, my goodness, we got a humongous fish at the other end here?
Well, I think it's going to be one of those strings that you pull and you find something on the end of it. I mean, the FBI just doesn't arrest people. they're not really big on, usually they have a case, again, beating the federal, beating federal federal case is very rare to the point to where anybody that's done it, there's a short list of lawyers that have done it, and those are the guys you usually go to.
Hey, what is it with Democrats, by the way? Are they so upset that they just take out all their frustration on computers and cell phones and that? I mean, I've heard more abuse of cell phones and computers. I guess computers and cell phones' lives don't matter as far as the DNC is concerned. I mean, if they're not beating it up with a hammer or bleach bidding, you know, through the software, I mean, what is all this about? I mean, would you call that obstruction?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would. And I'm sure if it was you or me that was going to trial, that they would.
Oh, sure.
I don't know. It's weird. Just look at your primary donors. We heard for 8 years how horrible the Koch brothers were.
Mm.
Well, this whole time they've been being funded by George Soros.
Yes, right.
Who,
the DNC you're talking about.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So if the Koch brothers are bad, what's that make Soros? Because Soros is doing it in other countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ukraine right now has a big investigation into Soros.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if they're doing that, why is there a double standard?
Well, because it's all about we hate Trump and we don't want Trump to be successful. And as we talked about before about the establishment, you know, I made mention of our interview, and I would say that if you missed it, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You might want to download it. I would recommend that you do that. And that is Seth Leibson and Chris Buzker. I said Curtis. I misspoke. It's Chris Buzker. The co-authors of American Greatness, How Conservatism, Inc. Missed the 2016 Election, and What the D.C. Establishment Needs to Learn. I would say all of America needs to learn. What they need to learn is that Main Street America is finally getting it. And they've read the Constitution. Maybe it's just been so painful that they said, hey, let's try something different here. But it would appear, Scott, that people are getting a handle on this whole we the people thing, that we the people are the ones that are in charge, that these politicians serve at our behest. The ridiculous stuff that's been going on in our government in terms of the pay to play with the Clinton Foundation, the kind of retirement packages, the special bonuses and trinkets that our politicians get, Tucker's been on, on Maxine Waters and trying to talk about her situation. But it's just not only Maxine Waters. I mean,
Clinton Foundation, go down the line. You
yeah,
go
exactly.
down the line.
Well, Peter Schweitzer brought out, called out not only Clinton, but called out Nancy Pelosi. Many other senators and congressmen that he called out that said, look at, they're not like the Jason Chaffetz who's sleeping in his office, as he said, even on $180,000 a year, he can't afford. I mean, it's amazing, with all the benefits they get, that a congressman in Chaffetz's position couldn't afford an apartment in D.C.
Well, look at Pelosi. Her big thing right now at most of her rallies is we need to get money out of politics. Well,
right.
we know for
that's how you survive. That's yeah. how you position yourself.
Yes. I
love self indictment, don't you?
I'll go back to how they point to it's like that person who you probably had a friend or something that his girlfriend constantly accused him of cheating, and then
it wasn't me. I didn't get involved. No. I stayed back,
It constantly accuses him of cheating.
Right.
Constantly keeps saying, you're cheating on me, you're cheating on me, you're cheating on me. And then you find out she was the one cheating.
She was the one cheating.
She was the one cheating.
I know. Don't you love that? Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And it happens often enough that this is actually a thing. It's what people do. You put the blame on others before people can look at you. And I feel that's exactly the whole how they run.
Deal is what happens. I call this self-indictment because your own conscience, your subconscious is working on this and now becomes part of the conversation when the other person wasn't even thinking about it. Go, why are you bringing it up? And it's like we talk about in terms of self-indictment, people, know that what they're doing is not right. So what they do, unbeknownst to themselves, is they expose themselves. Like Lois Lerner, how she did. And, just go right on down, right on down the line here. And Nancy Pelosi talking about the very things, that are just so goofy. And you go, well, what's happening, to your point. So, all that set aside, we have a government to get back on track. And the people are looking at this. Main Street America is finding out, look, we have a voice. Outside of Black Lives Matter, outside of all this, these safe places on college campuses, set all that aside for a moment. What is aching here is the very heart and soul of Main Street America. Now, some people would read into that saying, because you negated Black Lives Matter, you're only talking about white people. Well, no, we're talking about America as an entity. And last time I checked, America's color is a colors. It is an amalgamation. It's a homogenization of all the colors that make up this great country. It's not one over the other, because once you point to one, then you do so at the other's expense. That's not the way this works. It is with many, there is one. E pluribus unum. This is what America is all about. But we need to be focused on the right fight and, implement the right resources in the right direction for that fight if we're going to win. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Glad you could join us. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up right after this.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now. Get a free quote for your husband. And while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's the way we roll because, boy, I'll tell you, if we're going to realize the benefit of all the money that we're putting into the government, we got to get back on track. I mean, we're just not operating on all cylinders here. We have government waste abounding, not only that Tom Coburn pointed out to us for many years, but also the latest pig book that was presented to us this week. And I don't know how that settles with you, but I think what a waste. What a waste when you think, you know, this is real money. This is the people's money. But if we're not going to say anything, but I'm seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. I don't think it's another train coming at us here. I really do. I think we, the people, Main Street America, the forgotten men and women, are starting to speak out. And I say, keep talking. Let's keep the conversation going. Sherry McCartney joins us right now. She's a director with Tripp Scott, focuses her practice on business and regulatory issues and government relations. She also practices election law. And we want to talk about a couple things. We want to talk about health care with her, but also what is going on with the pushback of some of these states not wanting to comply with the Presidential Advisory Commission looking into, you know, voter fraud. I mean, that's the over-encompassing aspect of it, but they want to look at the information, and I think it's quite ironic that the states will sell the information. That's not been a problem, but, you know, now you have President Trump saying, look, you're talking about voter fraud. Let's look into this, and, you know, let's open up the body and get down to some detail. Oh, no, you know, they're pushing back and all that. So I'm curious to get, you know, Sherry's input on this. But, Sherry, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you.
Hey, first of all, let's talk health care. John McCain, people were so touched by him. I mean, he looked like he came out of the Rocky movie, you know, with that big scar on the side of his head like that. And bless his heart, I mean, to come here and to, you know, be, you know, a critical vote. And some would say the vote to, you know, get this health care bill into the next phase of, you know, let's bring it on the floor. Let's beat it up. Let's add some amendments. Let's do something constructive here.
Yeah, and that's exactly where we are. And it is quite a soap opera, though, isn't it? For people trying to follow it, and I think many might have even given up and are kind of waiting to see what the end result is. And a crystal ball would only tell us that. But so where we are is it was a procedural vote to move the discussion forward. And you're right, without Senator McCain, that would not have happened. We ended up having to have the vice president break that tie. And so now we're moving forward. And with what, we're not sure. Mm-hmm. But at least it gives the opportunity now for some vehicle, some bill as a vehicle to move between the chambers, the House and the Senate, and with amendments added to it, and hopefully, Bill, with some deliberation and discussion and some real serious discussion about what our healthcare system should be and what we want it to look like.
Sherry, we've had this conversation for, you know, for eons, it seems, and I have been encouraging the people, you know, our listeners, to activate their self-responsibility. If they're waiting on the government for health care, they are in trouble, you know, and there are things they can do right now to take charge of their health care and not be so concerned about what's happening in D.C., because this is going to be a process. This isn't anything that's going to be fixed overnight. Even if they do get everything passed lickety-split, we're probably talking maybe 2 to 3 years before everything gets implemented, aren't we?
Yeah, I would think so. And you know, you've hit on something that is a point that I like to make, that we need to have a serious conversation about personal responsibility and our expectations of a healthcare system. We have now become accustomed to the idea that dollar one, we go see our doctor. So when we have the sniffles, we go and see the doctor, and we might pay $10 or $25. But you know, the doctor, of course, bills $150 for that visit, and multiply that, and you start to get the idea of why costs are so high. I think that a better idea, and one that really underscores personal responsibility, is one where we have, in effect, catastrophic policies starting at a level of the cost of, say, a broken arm. So you self-insure, if you will, for the day-to-day things that you might see a doctor for, which means that it will drive down utilization, which means that it should drive down cost.
Exactly.
And, you know, it was the Cruz Amendment that touched on that also and said that, well, let's have the ability to buy plans with the coverage that we want and that we need. But, you know, a bigger problem is I think that we have now institutionalized the concept of a federal health care program.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very sad about it, but I fear that that's true and that's where we're going.
Well, this is one of the landmines, I believe, that Obamacare put into motion. It established, it locked in this paradigm.
Yeah.
But you still have the freedom right now, because though it locked it in, it locked it in the minds of those people that have been reliant on the government anyway. It's the rest of the individual world, you know, people like you and I, and like what we're talking about, is that look at you say, I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to self-insure. I can do a direct pay model. And there are many, I think over 600 now across the country, just in one instance, where there is a direct pay model with Josh Umber and Atlas MD. And for $50 a month, you can go see the doctor as many times you want. They've already pre-negotiated prescription to where it's 10 cents on the dollar, prescription prices. I mean, this is a good deal on the surface. And last time I checked, when you add up the money, a lot less than, you know, $1,500 a month.
Right. And what you're talking about is allowing for innovation in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That, right? You can't over-regulate it. You can't create a monolith system and try to fit everybody in it and then think it's going to be innovative or cost-effective.
Well, as we've been warning our audience, and I'm sure you would agree with this, Sherry, is that it's going to be messy. And I think part of the problem is, and to your point, what you're suggesting, and which I believe, is that it's the wrong tool for the job. This is not the federal government's responsibility to come up with a national health care system. There are too many people. They've been conditioned to think that it is, and this is problematic. I mean, even John McCain said it very clearly. He says, hey, we're gonna do this. He says, I'm not sure if this is going to work or not. I mean, this is John McCain saying this.
Right. And it makes me wonder whether now the Republican Party, once standing for limited government, now stands for not quite as big as the Democrats want.
Yes, exactly. I know. Isn't that a shame? That's what we're looking at. Sherry, we got a couple minutes left, but I wanted to talk to you particularly about this whole voter fraud issue. President Obama, the former AG, insisted, and I'm talking about Eric Holder, that voter fraud did not exist in this country, that this was all, some kind of ruse. And I'm going, well, that's kind of comical. Why are people getting arrested and going to jail for voter fraud if voter fraud doesn't exist?
Yes, voter fraud, of course, exists. The best argument that they could make would be that it exists in a limited fashion. But to say that it doesn't exist is just patently absurd. You know, just this morning in our local paper here in South Florida, there's an article about the Supervisor of Elections office now being sued for failing to purge the roll and adequately keep the roll, and allowing for felons to vote or at least not purging them from the system. So while that might not rise to the level of actual fraud, what we are seeing, and I think the intent of this is, that there are there's a monkey business that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't quite fraud, but it isn't quite right. And it enables things to happen that we didn't contemplate. And so the purging the lists and things like that, I think is all wrapped up in the idea of something's not right.
Well, a bad vote negates a valid vote.
Why
is that not fraud? I mean, it's got to be some level of fraud, especially when you're not doing your due diligence. Like, if you're in charge of the elections and you're not purging the information, it may not be capital F fraud, but you are contributing to something that is less than integrous, aren't you?
Yes, that's exactly right, and that's exactly the case. And I would argue that there's not only is there a lot of that, there's certainly a lot more of that than what we would call actual fraud. So
yeah.
We should probably broaden our definition of our inquiry.
Well, exactly, and that's what I had hoped that was going to happen with the special counsel. Is like, hey, here we are, we're all focused on Russia and everything. How about the grander scale? What about these Democrat operatives that were caught on tape saying, hey, we've been busing people for 50 years and we're not going to stop now?
No, and they're not going to. And, some of this comes down to sheer numbers and partisan politics.
Yeah. Sherry McCartney, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sherry.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and that means it's time for James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, lots going on out here. What is happening now with Trump? The lefties are beside themselves. I mean, they're just, it's media madness, unhinged dysfunction. what do you want to call it?
I like that. Yeah, I mean, unhinged dysfunction is a very good description. And the media madness has taken a new turn. It's very interesting. The New York Times all of a sudden comes out with an article that they found a document. And it was part of the impeachment proceeding of President Bill Clinton when Ken Starr was an independent counsel back in the 90s. And they found a document. And what they say is that this sheds great light on the Trump-Russia inquiry, the question of can a sitting president be indicted? And in this memo is a memo that's never been used, that Ken Starr has essentially disregarded. It was a memo from a staffer that said, yeah, you know, the president can be indicted, a sitting president, which is not true. See, the left are so deranged, so crazy. And when I talk about the left, we're talking about the mainstream media, the Democrats, Hollywood, and the academic community primarily. And they're disappointed and they're frustrated. They think the president should have already been impeached, removed from office, and sent to Leavenworth. I mean, they don't understand. And so they are really excited because they've been reading that the chance of an impeachment is slim to none. The chance of a conviction in the Senate after an impeachment, which even Bill Clinton they couldn't do, is slim to none. And so the Times, New York Times, and these other mainstream media outlets are basically licking their chops over the idea of criminally indicting President Trump. But here's the problem. There's a little obstacle called the law.
Yeah, right.
That is not legally or constitutionally possible. It's become a fever dream of the left, but it's been for as long, first of all, it's very, there's a whole series of unassailable arguments. Mm-hmm. That, and there is a traditional view, which is the vast majority of law professors and the Justice Department Office of Legal Counsel, going all the way back to Nixon, said, hey, you know what? We cannot indict a sitting president. One of the reasons is because the president's in charge of the executive branch, and the executive branch would have to indict itself.
Yeah, right. Well, not to mention the disruption of the country. I mean, you know, this is, you know, let's consider what that would do to the country itself. I mean, this supposedly democratic republic that the Democrats were so quick to say was so important, had to be protected. But yet, you know, those words went by the wayside. Now, you protect it unless you're justified. I mean, that question haunts me back from the debate. Remember when they asked Trump and Hillary Clinton if they would accept the vote of the people? I mean, this is all tied in, isn't it?
Of course it is, because they were desperately looking for this excuse, this whole Russia thing. They want to undo the election, and then this would be a way to do it. You know, this is interesting, too. I think the strongest argument is the Constitution specifically said that any prosecution, when it talks about impeachment, that any prosecution is to take place after someone is impeached and then convicted by the Senate and then removed from office, or they resign, as Richard Nixon did.
Right.
So the framers of the Constitution intended clearly that the president can't be indicted while still in office. And yet, now we see the media bringing this up, as they do a misinterpretation of the pardon power, as they do over and over again.
Oh, they went nuts over the suggestion that there would be pardons in this case. And all Trump was responding to was a pretty, you know, vague question. And they go, oh, he's already...
He's ready to pardon himself and his whole family forever.
And James Hurston, you're pardoned.
I need it.
Yeah.
And then, but here's the thing: no special prosecutor in the history of the United States, including Leon Jaworski, who prosecuted Richard Nixon, and Kenneth Starr, who prosecuted Bill Clinton, has even attempted this kind of indictment. Yet the New York Times spends their ink and their reputation on trying to sell the idea of an indictment. It is unbelievable.
Well, they've become the National Enquirer here, James, you know, with all this stuff. They've become the National Enquirer. Now, getting back to, you mentioned the special counsel. I mean, is this the most glorified, overpaid witch hunt that has been, you know, signed, sealed, and delivered by Rod Rosenstein? I mean, this is what cracks me up. Even like with Bill Clinton, you got to remember, he wasn't put on the hot seat. The investigation didn't start with Monica Lewinsky. It just kind of ended there, didn't it? Because the special counsel had to have something for all the money they spent.
There is an independent counsel mission creep that always occurs in this case, the mission creep has already occurred because Mueller has set up what is, in essence, his own little Justice Department in search of a crime.
Right.
And this is going to end by Mueller being fired or Mueller doing something that's outrageous in terms of the legal system, because he stocked his staff with people, with basically Clintonistas and people who hate Trump. He's already expanded into areas that he shouldn't be. Rosenstein is compromised. He has conflicts of interest because he's the guy who recommended that Comey be fired. And Comey's the guy who manipulated the system to get his buddy Mueller in here as special counsel. This thing has a stench to high heaven.
Well,
and
look at,
I believe the president should fire the both of them. There is a headline on Newsmax today that he's eyeing Giuliani to be the attorney general. Well, that may be the beginning. If he removes Sessions, puts in Giuliani, then down the road, Giuliani fires Rosenstein. They put in a recess appointment, deputy AG, or Giuliani does it, He fires Mueller, and the media goes crazy. So what?
Yes.
They're already crazy.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, and for all the money that, you know, Mueller's being paid, his Clintonista, you know, law firm and many AG office that he's set up for himself, and not to mention Comey's dollars that he's going to be getting from his tell-all book. I mean, these guys are making money, and it's costing we the people a ton of money for this flipping witch hunt.
Well, yes, it is. I mean, he's hired some very expensive lawyers. These guys are going to charge five. They're going to bill at $500 or $600 an hour. And they've already leaked several times to the press, which they're not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're leaking that they're going to investigate the financial dealings. And they're talking about transactions that are 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it has nothing to do with the election in Russia anymore. So shut the thing down, and
exactly.
I believe Trump should arrange, and if he and go forward if he has to, get Giuliani in there, let Giuliani have what they called under Nixon's rule a Friday night massacre. Maybe Giuliani can do it on a Tuesday.
Well, why can't the Republican-led House, because they got the power of the purse, just shut off funds to this deal?
Well, because the Republican-led House can't pass anything, and the leadership sits on their butts while we have the most unprecedented, unseemly investigation. If you think about it,
mm-hmm.
the idea that an independent counsel is investigating the family of the President of the United States of the same party and aided by leaders in that same party. Leaders in Congress are helping this investigation against Ivanka, against Jared, her husband, the son-in-law and daughter of the President of the United States, and the President's own son. This is unseemly and despicable, and it shows just how compromised and how weak the Republican leadership is. And again, you know, we could talk about health care.
Yeah.
We could talk about a number of things. They just had their fingers in the air. They could care less about leading, mm-hmm. and they really don't care about being the majority. It's a tragedy, but that's the reality of what we have in the swamp.
Right. Well, it's all part of that pro-establishment mindset, and you knew they were going to be upset when you had a new sheriff in town that was going to turn tables upside down.
Well, part of the reason that the voters were excited about Donald Trump is they saw someone who fights back.
Mm, yeah.
And after, you know, dealing with Obama with the press covered up for him and watching Republicans cave like cheap suits, and before Obama, when George W. Bush was trashed every day by the media and never fought back,
mm-hmm.
it is refreshing to supporters of Trump to know that he's a guy that will fight back hard.
Right.
And and in the process of his fighting, yes, his critics say, well, he stepped on his own message.
Mm.
He shouldn't be tweeting, all this kind of stuff. That is hogwash.
Yeah.
Because the tweeting gives him leverage and power.
It kind of levels the field there, James. Hey, we've got to leave
exactly.
it there. So we look forward to next week. As always, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Good stuff here, James. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you